Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today I will give out some farming tips, offer holiday food safety tips, along with reminding everyone of our extension programs that are coming up. But first, I would like to remind everyone of the early 4-H enrollment date that is set for November 15th. Any 4-H age person just needs to enroll in one project to be eligible to have their enrollment fees paid for the whole year. In addition, each early enrolled 4-H'er gets two singular books from the Shop 4-H website. Call the Extension office to get your future 4-H'er signed up for the early registration. The date is November 15th. In my farming news, the weeks between harvest and when the snow flies can be a good time to evaluate and perform maintenance on terraces. Over 9 million acres of land in Kansas is protected by more than 290,000 miles of terraces, making Kansas number 2 in the United States for this soil and water conservation practice. To accomplish the goal of erosion control and water savings, terraces must have adequate capacity, ridge height, and channel width. Without adequate capacity to carry water, terraces will be overtopped by runoff in a heavy storm. Overtopping causes erosion of the terraced ridge, terraced backslope, and lower terraces, and may result in severe gullies. Terraces are typically designed to handle runoff from a 1 in 10 year storm. The rainfall amounts for such storms are approximately 5 inches in eastern Kansas, 4 inches here in central Kansas, and 3 inches in western Kansas over a 24-hour period. Terraces need regular maintenance to function for a long life. Erosion by water, wind, and tillage wears the ridge down and deposits sediment in the channel, decreasing the effectiveness, ridge height, and channel capacity. Assessment needs to be done before beginning maintenance. Remember, terraces help in extreme weather events. They prevent gullies and are only a part of the overall erosion control plan. In my holiday news, the holiday season can be a great time for family and friends to get together, but following proper food safety steps will keep uninvited guests like foodborne bacteria from joining the party. The basis of cook, chill, clean, and separate should guide your meal preparation, serving, and cleanup. Poultry and other meat should not be rinsed before cooking. All meat should be cooked to the proper internal temperatures, which include steaks and roasts and chops at 145 degrees Fahrenheit, ground meat at 160, all poultry at 165, and fish and seafood at 145. Use a food thermometer to verify doneness. Do not rely on the color. If buying a frozen turkey, purchase it at least 1 week beforehand to allow enough time for thawing in the refrigerator. It will depend on the size of the turkey you need for your meal. Allow about 24 hours to thaw 5 pounds of frozen turkey. Never thaw frozen meat or poultry at room temperature because it can allow for bacteria to grow as it warms. Turkey can be cooked from a frozen state, but it takes about 50% longer to cook. Another practice that can lead to foodborne illness is rinsing poultry and other wholesale cuts of meat. It is an unnecessary step which could lead to more foodborne illness problems, such as contaminating countertops or ready-to-eat foods. Cooking poultry and meat to proper internal temperatures will make the food safe. Here are some more food safety reminders. Set oven at a minimum of 325 degrees. Wash your hands often. Stuffing should be cooked separately as a casserole. When using a food thermometer, check the internal temperature at the thickest part of the breast or innermost part of the thigh. Refrigerate all leftovers within 2 hours of serving. If hosting holiday meals, ask others to bring dishes such as salads and vegetable platters to make the meal easier for you to handle. Many hands make light work. Just be sure to wash your hands this upcoming season. In my extension news, don't forget to sign up for the Tax Strategies for Midwest Farm and Ranch Men and Women. This series starts November 28th. Call the Extension office for all the details. Again, this is Shad Marston, K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office by calling 620-241-1523. I hope you all have a great start to your week.